Hi, friends. When we're really close to someone, it's pretty easy for the dynamic to change. We become so comfortable that we stop consciously creating the relationship. We can bottle things up until our emotions start to boil over, or if it's a lover, maybe our infatuation fades. Sometimes even the things that we loved about them start to annoy us a little bit. Dynamics of interaction happen whether we're paying attention or not, but they're the result of our focus. If you let yourself focus on all your differences, those differences will be glaring at you every single day. If you focus on their positive traits and the joy that they bring in the present moment, that's what you'll primarily see. It takes effort, though. A long-term positive dynamic rarely happens by chance. You create it, just like you create and maintain your thought habits. So today, you're amplifying your love for someone that you already love, so this should be fun. Remind yourself of all the things that they do that add something to your life. The way they inspire you, what they've taught you, how they support you, what you admire, and what you appreciate about them. Get as specific as possible. When you're around this person, really make it a point to see only the good things, kind of like we tend to do in a new relationship. When I first start dating somebody, it's like they can do no wrong. My eyes get all glazed over and my cheeks hurt from smiling so much. So cultivate those feelings with this person. This is a really great practice to do with everyone you love as often as possible, because that energy is felt. I've actually been doing this recently when I'm PMSing. I feel like my premenstrual mood swings are getting more intense with age, unfortunately. Or maybe I'm just more aware or more in control of my body and not numbing with everything else. But I find myself taking things one level further than I usually do, like I want to poke the bear or something. My poor husband lives with me, so he gets the brunt of it. But I've been disrupting this pattern first by awareness, but then trying to see my husband's face just as I did when we met. I remember thinking he was so attractive, and I still do. But just like with anything new and shiny, it kind of starts to lose the shine when we've had it for a while or it starts to become familiar. So I try to see him with fresh eyes. I noticed that in the beginning, when things are new and shiny, I tend to focus on more specifics, and when it gets more familiar, I tend to just look at it as the big picture. So I look at his dimples and the greenness of his eyes and the specifics that I focused on in those early days. And when I do this, I can feel myself melting again and just smiling with gratitude. This activity is supposed to feel good for you and even the person that you're focusing on today. So see if you can dig up some characteristics about this person that you haven't thought of in a while. Amplify your love. Stir up those feels and feel it in your energy body. And let us know how it goes. Good luck.